হয়তো তবে কি হয়তো কেমনে ধরি তাম দে গাও গাও পুনা গৌরাঙ্গে রঘুনা সরল করি আমান গাও গাও পুনা গৌরাঙ্গে রঘুনা সরল করি ভব সাগর এ মন দয়াল না দেখিয়ে কোন গৌরাঙ্গা বলিয়া নাগে নু গলিয়া কোনে ধরি নু দে গৌরাঙ্গা বলিয়া নাগে নু গলিয়া কোনে ধরি নু দে বাসু রহিয়া পাষাণ দিয়া যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন যমুনা তীরবন চারি যমুনা তীরবন চারি জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি জয় গোপী জনবল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಪುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ 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 ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ಜಯ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಿರಾಜಗಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸದಿ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಬಿಬಿಟಿ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇವಿಯರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಿರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸತ್ಸದಿ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇ ಶಿಲ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವೃಂದ ಕೀ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲಾ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕೀ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸೇ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಶಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕೀ ಬ್ರಜಭೂಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ನವದ್ವೀಪ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಜಮುನಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕೀ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೆ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಶಿಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಶಿಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ 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 ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ જય જય શ્રી ચૈતન્ય જય નિત્યાનંદ જય દ્વૈત ચંદ્ર જય ગૌર ભક્ત વૃંદ હરે કૃષ્ણ. વી આર રીડિંગ ફ્રોમ ચૈતન્ય ચરિતામૃત. ધીસ ઇઝ આદિ લીલા સેકન્ડ ચેપ્ટર શ્લોક ટેક્સ્ટ 46. નારેર આયન યાતે કર દર્શન તાહા તેઓ હાવ તુમિ મૂલ નારાયણ. નારેર આયન યાતે કર દર્શન તાહા તેઓ હાવ તુમિ મૂલ નારાયણ. સમડી કેન રિપીટ. તાહા તે હાવ તુમિ મૂલ નારાયણ. નારેર આયન યાતે કર દર્શન તાહા તે હાવ તુમિ મૂલ નારાયણ. નારેર આયન યાતે કર દર્શન તાહા તેઓ હાવ તુમિ મૂલ ના. માતાજી, નારેર આયન યાતે કર દર્શન તાહા તે હાવ તુમિ મૂલ નારાયણ. નારેર આયન યાતે કર દર્શન તાહા તે હાવ તુમિ મૂલ નારાયણ. નારેર ઓફ ધ લિવિંગ બિંગ્સ, આયન ધી મોશન, યાતે સિન્સ, કર યુ ડુ, દર્શન સીંગ, તાહા તેઓ દેર ફોર, હાઉ આર, તુમિ યુ, મૂલ ઓરિજિનલ, નારાયણ નારાયણ. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. You oversee the wanderings of all the living beings. For this reason also, you are the primeval Lord Narayan. Purport. Sri Krishna in His Paramatma feature lives in the hearts of all the living beings in both the transcendental and mundane creations. As the Paramatma, He witnesses all the actions and living beings performed in all the phases of time. Namely, past, present and future. Sri Krishna knows what the living beings have done for hundreds and thousands of past births, and He sees what they are doing now. Therefore, He knows the results of their present actions that will fructify in the future. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the entire cosmic manifestation is created as soon as He glances over the material energy. Which look? Anybody remembers? Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Nothing can exist without His superintendence. Since He has seen even the abode where the collective living beings rest, He is the original Narayan. Since He sees even the abode where the collective living beings rest, He is the original Narayan. Okay. Let's do Mangal Charan. ગુરવે ગૌરચંદ્રાય રાધિકાય તદાલય કૃષ્ણાય કૃષ્ણ ભક્તાય તદભક્તાય નમો નમઃ. હે શ્રી સનાતન પ્રભો કરુણાંબરાશે, હે રૂપ દુર્ગત જનૈક દયાવલોક, હે ભટ્ટ યુગ્મ સુમતે રઘુનાથ દાસ, શ્રી જીવ મે કુરુત મંદ મતેર્દયાંતરાત્. नमाम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे यो अंत प्रविश्य मम वाच मिमां प्रसुप्तां संजीवयत्यखिल शक्तिधर स्वधाम्ना अन्यांश हस्तचरण श्रवण त्वगादीन प्राणान् नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यं हृदयस्य प्रेरणया प्रवृत्तितो हम वरागरूपोऽपि तस्य हरे पदकमलं वंदे श्री चैतन्य देवस्य हरे कृष्ण मितम च सारम च वचो हि वाग्मिता टू स्पीक इन कंसाइस एंड मीनिंगफुल इज कॉल्ड द इंटेलिजेंस ऑफ स्पीच दिस इज व्हाट वी फाइंड इन चैतन्य चरितामृत देयर आर सो स्मॉल स्मॉल पयार्स बंगाली पयार बट इन दैट सच डीप फिलोसफी इज इन बिल्ट इन द स्मॉल स्मॉल पयार्स सो टूडेज पयार इज अबाउट दैट फीचर ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ that is overseeing the living entities so it is about paramatma so when I got the name paramatma das from my guru maharaj after initiation I was very sad that what kind of name is this people are getting so nice names you know kishori lal das like very good names what is this paramatma das after some time one class I was attending of his holiness vrindavan chandra maharaj So he was telling, actually, you see, Paramatma means that Lord who is the lover of Radha Rani. I was not able to understand how is this. So he told, you see, in this there are three words. Par, Ma and Atma. Ma refers to Lakshmi. There is a famous word, Madhava. Dhav means husband. Ma means Lakshmi. The husband of goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is Krishna, Madhava. So Ma refers to Lakshmi. Par means the transcendental, the greatest. So greatest Lakshmi, Par Ma. The greatest Lakshmi is Par Ma. Who is that? Srimati Radha Rani. Devi Krishna Mai Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mai Kanti Sarva Lakshmi Mai Kanti Sarva Sammohini Para. So here it is told that Devi Krishna Mai Prokta Radha Rani is that transcendental goddess who is Krishna Mai. So Mai. This mayat pratyaya in Sanskrit, it is used in two senses. One in abundance and another in the surup. Abundance means excess. Jal maya means water is in excess. But here it is used in swarup. Radharani is not different from Krishna. She is the counterpart of Krishna. So Krishnamayi means she is not different from Krishna. So Devi Krishnamayi Prokta Radhika Pardevata, the transcendental goddess, she is Sarva Lakshmi Mayi. She is the essence of all the Lakshmi. She is the greatest of all the Lakshmis. Sarvakanti Sammohini Para. And she has those transcendental attributes which attracts even the most attractive Lord Sri Krishna. So here, Sarva Lakshmi Mayi refers to Radharani. So Parama, the transcendental Radha, Lakshmi is Radharani. And Atma means the lover or the very life and soul. So that Lord whose very life and soul is Radharani. It means Paramatma. So this is some rasic meaning. So let us discuss some pastimes on Radha and Krishna. But by doing that, we'll not do justification with the current verse because today's verse demands some philosophical insights. Now, when it comes to philosophy, many people complain. What is this? Again, why to understand so much of philosophy? So long we are chanting 16 rounds very carefully. So long we are following the four regulative principles. So long we are worshipping the deities. So long we are associating with the devotees. It is sufficient. Why to unnecessarily break your head with the philosophy? But I would like to take your attention to NOI 3rd verse. Prabhupada in that purport writes that devotional service is not a matter of sentimental speculation or imaginative ecstasy. It is not that something we imagine our own and start doing that. The very basis of everything is philosophy, whatever we are doing from day to night. So if we are not having a solid basis of the philosophy, then we may get swayed away also. Many times it happens that there is attack on the devotees, not physical attack, but attack on the philosophy. So there are two types of attacks in the bhakti of the devotees. One type of attack is their mind and senses become swayed away from the path of bhakti, and they take to some immoral activities which are not congenial to bhakti. But many times happens that devotees return back. So this is one kind of fall down which is not so dangerous, because when one becomes cautious and takes association of devotees, understand the philosophy, then one can revert back. But another type of attack is on the faith of the devotees. Does Krishna really exist? Is whatever we are learning is correct or not? Is Prabhupada's mission correct or not? So such type of attack on the faith is even more dangerous. Yesterday His Grace Gunakeshpuru called me, and he was telling me that there are certain people who are telling that ISKCON is not a bona fide parampara. It is just an organization. And they were listing many points, so he was requesting to put some video. But the point is that if we are not having a solid basis of philosophy, then we may get shaken away also. So very important to understand philosophy. That is why in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, ye siddhanta boliya chitte na gare alas, yaha ite krishne lage sudhirna manas. If you understand the philosophy very carefully, then we will get love for Krishna. Sudhirna manas, our mind will get attracted towards Krishna. So we need to discuss little philosophy also. So in this Adi Leela, particularly the first 7-8 chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita are extremely philosophical. In small Bengali prayer, lot of information, lot of philosophy is being fed. So in the second chapter, the tattva of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is told. Who is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So we know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is none other than what Upanishads call Brahman. Who is the plenary? Then he is none other than Paramatma, the plenary expansion of Krishna. He is none other than Bhagwan, Narayan. So this has been explained in the entire chapter. Then his plenary portions are the Purusha avataras. This there. Then it begins with Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagwan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna, who is Brahma, who expands himself into three features: Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. It is very emphatically told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tat tattvavidas tattvam yadjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdate. That absolute truth, he manifests himself in three forms. One is called Brahma, another is Paramatma, and third one is Bhagavan. And they are not different. Advayam, they are not different. Only difference is their realization. So what are these three? We'll understand with some examples. Let's say we have a food. We have some food with us. Offered prasadam is kept in the kitchen and it is hot, and we are somewhere outside and some smell is coming out of it. Smell is coming out of it and we are attracted towards it. So this is one feature of that food. What is that? Smell. Correct, right? Now when we go inside the kitchen, the prasadam is kept. It will have certain texture, appearance, and it will have certain touch sensation also. Correct, right? Some foodstuffs, they are very soft, spongy. Some are very hard. So it will have certain touch sensation. It will have certain texture. So this is second aspect of the same food. Then the third and the most important aspect is the taste of that food. If you take that food and put it in the mouth, that is the ultimate realization of the food. So but these three things, smell, texture or the touch sensation, and the third one, the taste, these are the realization of the same food. Three different realization of the same food. Correct, right? Another example. There is one rich man and you go to his house and he is wearing lungi and banyan and wiping his floor, brooming his floor. Now you may see what kind of, he may be some servant in the home, but he goes to his treasury and takes out 5 bundles of 2000 rupees note, 10 lakh rupees. I present it in front of you. Then you get impressed. Ah, really, he is having some money. He is not something which I was thinking of. Now imagine, he takes you in his own treasury and there are rubies, jewels, diamonds. So these are three different realizations. One is which you saw him for the first time. Then the second realization is that 10 lakh rupees, and the third realization is the entire treasury. So these are three realizations of the same person. They are not different. Similarly, when the absolute truth is there, he manifests himself in three parts, three realizations. First is called the Brahman realization. This is the impersonal aspect of the absolute truth. Here, the absolute truth does not reveal any of his energies. He does not reveal any of his energies. It doesn't mean that he does not have any energy. He has, but he covers it over. So that type of realization is called Brahman realization. Second is the localized Paramatma realization, which is being at length discussed by Prabhupada here in purport. So the Paramatma realization is when that absolute truth reveals some of his energy, particularly being the super soul, Antaryami, and responsible for the creation, maintenance and destruction. So it will come in next 10-15 verses that this creation, maintenance and destruction is done by the Purusha avatars, Karnodakshai, Garbhodakshai and Shurodakshai Vishnu. Generally we know that Shurodakshai Vishnu is the super soul, but all three of them perform the work of the super soul, creation, maintenance and destruction. It will come in next 10-15 prayers. So Karnodakshai Vishnu, he sees, glances over the material nature and impregnates the material nature with all the living entities. So he is the super soul of the Prakriti, of the nature. Then Garbhodakshai Vishnu, he is responsible for the creation of this universe. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the creation is described in the terms of Virat Purush. So Virat Purush means the collection of everything that is there within the universe. So different parts of the universe are thought to be the limbs of Virat Purush. So this Virat Purush, there are three things: Adhyatma, Adhibhut and Adhidev. So for example, whenever we have to see, then our eyes are involved. So there are three things involved in this: Adhyatma, Adhibhautik and Adhidevik. Adhidevik is the deities of the senses who are presiding over the senses. For example, the deity presiding over the sense of eyes is Surya. Then Adhibhut and Adhidevik, Adhyatmik and Adhibhautik. Adhibhautik refers to the physical senses which we see outside. Actually, they are not the senses, they are the sense holders. Indriya Golak, they are the sense holders. For example, the eyes which we see of the flesh, it is the sense holder, it is not the actual eye. The actual eye is called Adhyatma, the actual sense of seeing. So there are three things: sense of seeing, the holder of the senses, and the predominating deity of that senses. Now when all the three are involved, then only the senses function. For example, some people, they have very nice eyes, but they cannot see. They do not have eyesight. Have you seen? Very beautiful eyes, but they cannot see. Because actually they have that Indriya Golak, they have that Adibhut, but they do not have Adhyatma, the sense of seeing. Similarly, if you are in the pitch dark room, you cannot see because the Surya is missing, the light is missing. So the Adhishtatri Devata, he is missing. So without any of these three things, the senses won't work. So when this Virat Purush was created, so all the senses and all the predominating deities with their senses entered into the sense objects. But it is said, no the tishtatada Virat, the Virat did not get up. For example, it is told that the predominating deities of the directions, they entered into the ears through along with the sense of hearing, but the Virat did not get up. No the tishtatada Virat. The predominating deity of the eyes, Surya Devata, he entered into the eye, Indriya Golak, along with the sense of seeing, but the Virat did not get up. The predominating duty of the fire entered into the mouth along with the sense of hearing, but the Virat did not get up. No the tishtatada Virat. Like that, it is mentioned 14 times. Different senses and their predominating duties entered into the respective organs, but the Virat did not get up. Finally, when the Chetragya, the Paramatma, the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, entered into the heart along with Chetana, then the consciousness, then the Virat got up from the waters and the creation started. So the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is the super soul, Paramatma of the entire universe. Similarly, the Shirodakshaya Vishnu, he is the Paramatma of all, each and every living entity. Not only he is present within the heart of all the living entity, but he is also present within the atoms. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So this is Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna who manifests himself as Brahma Paramatma and Bhagavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also manifested himself into Brahma Paramatma and Bhagavan. So this is one part. After that, Kaviraj Goswami mentions in this chapter that Krishna is the source of the Mool Narayan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also the source of Mool Narayan. For that he quotes one verse from the 10th canto, 14th chapter. I think it is the 14th verse. He says, Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehinam Atmasya dhisha akhila loka sakshi Narayanungam narabhujalayana tachyapi satyam natavaiva maya. So he says in this verse that actually you are the source of that Mool Narayan. What is the special quality about you? He says, Sarvadehinam Atma Asya Adhisha Akhila Loka Sakshi. So he mentioned three things. That you are the Atma of the entire creation, then you are the Adhishwar, and you are Akhila Loka Sakshi. So Atma here, it refers, that Atma refers to the basis, the very foundation of all the living entities. Refuge, Prabhupada has translated as. Atma as refuge. He is the shelter of all the living entities. What does it mean? It means that Krishna is the creator, he is the creator and he is the created. This is Vedanta. So in any creation there are two things. One thing is called Nimitta Karan and the other is called Upadan Karan. Any things to take place, there are two ingredients, two things that are, two causes that are involved. One is called Nimitta Karan and the other is called the Upadan Karan. Upadan Karan is the ingredient cause. Nimitta Karan is the cause or the instrument through which the action took place. For example, you have a pot. Now in order to make that pot, what is the ingredient? Clay? Mitti? Hai ki nahi? Clay is the ingredient cause of the pot. So this is called the Upadan Karan. Then the Nimitta Karan is the potter or the rotating wheel. Correct, right? So there are two karan, two causes. One is called the Nimitta Karan and the other is called the Upadan Karan. Now when the creation takes place, then Krishna only becomes the Nimitta Karan and he is only the Upadan Karan. He is Abhinna Nimitta Upadan Karan. Means he is the Nimitta Karan, he is the instrumental cause and he is only the ingredient cause. In Bhagavatam it is explained by an example of Urnanab, Makda, the spider. So this is spider. It creates the web from its own saliva. It does not bring the ingredients for the web from outside. So he is providing the Upadan Karan. From his own body, he is creating that saliva. And through his own effort, he is making that web. So this is an example to show how Krishna creates this entire world. And he only becomes this world. It is mentioned in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that all the energies, they come from Krishna only. First, Krishna mentions the material energy. Bhumi rapo nalo vayu kham mano buddhire vacha ahankaram iti yamme bhinna prakriti rashtadha. So this 8 type of energies, Krishna says, are the separated energies. The earth, water, fire, ether, mind, intelligence and ego. After that, he mentions about the living entity. Apareyam itastunya prakritim vidhime param jivabhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. So apart from that, there are living entities who are superior to this external energy and they only are enjoying this material world. Then after that he says, etad yonini bhutani sarvani tipadharaya aham krishnasya jagatah prabhavah pralayastatha. All these living entities or the material energy, I am their yoni, I am their udgam sthal, I am their beginning point. From me only they comes and from me only, within me only they dissolve. Aham prabhava pralayastatha. I am the prabhav, I am the pralay, I am the origin, I am the dissolution, Krishna says. So everything that you see around us, they are energies of Krishna. Be it the material energy, be it the living entity, they are also energies of Krishna. So in that sense, there is nothing different from Krishna. This is called achinta bheda bheda tattva. Anyhow, the refuge of all the living entities, it means that he is the shelter. He is the origin of all the living entities, origin of all the material cosmic manifestation also. So this is the meaning of the first word, Atma. Then the second word is Adhishwara. Krishna is the Adhishwar. Adhishwar means controller. So this material world is controlled by the Purusha Avataras. And Krishna, from Krishna only expands into these Purusha avatars. So those who control this material nature, they are controlled, or they are the expansion of Krishna, like that. So he is the Adhishwar. And third thing, which is the subject matter of discussion today, is the Sarva Sakshi, Upadrashta. He is seeing everything. So here he is saying, you oversee the wandering of all the living beings. Do you remember some shloka from Bhagavad Gita? Brahmayam Sarva Bhutani Yantra Arunani Maya. Oversee the wandering of all the living entries. So this we'll discuss, we'll give some time today about the Paramatma feature. Well, this is the subject matter of today's verse. So he is the Sakshi, here it is mentioned. He oversees everything. Now you see, there are two types of living entities. One are eternally liberated, the other are eternally bound, eternally conditioned. The eternally liberated living entities, they are situated in the Vaikuntha Lokas, and they serve there the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They use all their senses in the service of Krishna. But apart from that, there are eternally conditioned living entities who are there in this material world. They try to lord it over the material nature and they don't want to serve Krishna. So they are trapped here. However, the living entities, they are not incompatible with the material nature. For example, in bike, we put petrol. You cannot put water in that. So there is an incompatibility. Similarly, the living entities and the material world, there is incompatibility. So there is a need of some external covering in order to enjoy this material world. So Krishna gives the external dress, the subtle body and gross body, in order to facilitate the living entity to enjoy this material world. So Ishvarah Sarva Bhutanam Hridesh Arjun Tishtati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. All the living entities, they are sitting on the tools, on the toy made of this material energy, machine made up of this material energy. And Krishna is situated in their hearts as Paramatma. So they are given an external dress. Now, when they are given external dress, that is not sufficient for them to enjoy, because they do not know how to enjoy. For example, the children, sometimes they are very adamant and they want to play in the park. Now they are very adamant and they are falling on the floor, beating their head against the floor. Then the parents understand what a headache. Now I have to take them to the park. So children cannot go on their own to the park because they do not know how to cross the road, which park to go. Even in the park also, there are some children, they are very mischievous. They may taunt the child, they may make the child cry. So the parent also goes along with the child. Similarly, when the living entity wants to enjoy, so he is associated with Paramatma. So Paramatma is the localized portion, plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is present within the heart of every living entity. So you can see the love of Krishna. He accompanies living entity to each and every species wherever he goes. For example, you ask your spouse, I am going to gutter, will you go with me? They get lost. So, but you see, Krishna, a living entity, becomes warm in the stool. He goes to the stool also along with him. He becomes an insect in the gutter. He goes there also. So this is the love of the Supreme Lord towards the living entity. And he expands into innumerable forms. So he is there with the living entity in this material world. For example, the case we considered, the example which we are giving, the children, they are playing in the park. So children are playing, but the parents, they are not playing. They are just observing the child. Similarly, in Mundaka Upanishad, it is told that the Paramatma, he is just observing the living entity. He is not doing anything. But the living entity, he is enjoying the fruits of the tree. He gives the example of two birds who are sitting on the same tree. So one bird is trying to enjoy the fruits of the tree. Some fruits are bitter, some fruits are very sweet. But the other entity, the Paramatma, he is just observing and waiting, when this fellow will turn towards me. So he expands with each and every living entity. Just like in the park we see with each child, there is one parent. Similarly, with every living entity, there is Paramatma associated with it. So this is the potency of the Supreme Lord. Although he is one, he expands into so many forms. That is why he is called Yogeshwareshwara. A yogi can expand himself into 8 parts. And all the 8 parts will do the same thing. For example, when you go to purchase some television in the television shops, so many televisions are kept, but each of the televisions show the same thing.
Correct, right? Similarly, all the yogis, although they can expand into at most 8 parts, but each of the part will do the same thing. However, Paramatma can expand himself into unlimited number of the forms. And each form can do separate thing. So this is the potency of the Supreme Lord. He is present within the heart of all the living entities. And he is present in the 400 blue form. And is standing on the lotus and observing the living entities. Then what he is doing there in the heart of the living entity? Upadrashta anumanta cha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramatme iti chapyukto dehesmin purushah parah. That is upadrashta. He is overseeing everything. He is overseeing whatever the living entities are doing. He is overseeing the material nature. The material nature has to perform something and is not performing. Then he is overseeing. He is making sure everything is going on. So he is upadrashta. He is observing. In the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a conversation between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas. There many sakshis, witnesses are mentioned by the Yamadutas to the Vishnudutas. So it says, Surya Agni Khammarudgava Somo Sandhyahani Dishah Kamkuh Kalo Dharma Iti Hiyete Dahiyaste Sakshinaha. Many witnesses are mentioned. Surya, the sun. And each of the witnesses is complete. Although in the night, Surya may not be there, but Surya is presiding on the eyes of the living entity. Just now we discussed. So each of the witness is complete. Surya, Agni, fire, Kham, the ether, Marud, the air, Gava, means the demigods who are residing on the senses, Gava. And Kham, Marud, Gava, Soma, Sandhya, Hani, Disha. Soma means refers to Som, Chandrama, the moon. And Sandhya, the three Sandhyas that exist in a day. Ahani, the day and night. Disha, the presiding deity of the directions. Kam, that refers to the water element. So all these are witnesses. Ku refers to the earth element. Kal, the time. Dharma, Dharmaraj, Yamraj. So all these are Sakshi witnesses. And all of them, they are very expert. However, if any of them fails, or if all of them fail, then Paramatma is the witness. He is seeing everything, what the living entity is doing. So we should be careful when we are doing any act. Somebody is witnessing you. Somebody is seeing you. So, upadrashta anumanta cha. Anumanta means he is a sanctioner. He allows what to do, what not to do. So, the only thing the living entity does, he desires. Other than that, he cannot do anything. And what Paramatma does, he sanctions. But point is that he does not sanction anything the living entity desires. For example, a poor man on the street, he wants to become Ambani. So will the Paramatma sanction? No. He sanctions those things which we desire plus we deserve. We should have the karmic bank account for the Paramatma to fulfill that desire. So we should desire plus we should deserve that thing, then only Paramatma will fulfill that. You see, somebody is so poor, he is taking the trolley on the street, he is working so hard, but many times it is difficult for him to get 2 times food also. So these are the karmic reactions actually. That is why for the devotees it is told that you should not worry too much about the material conditions. Prahlad Maharaj says, Sukham Endriya Kamdetya Dehe Yogena Dehinam Sarvatra Labhyate Dayavat Yathadukham Ayatnataha. Sukham Endriya Kamdetya, O demons, he is addressing his friends. So he is saying, O Daitya, O demons, Sukham Endriya Kam, this sense pleasure is available according to karma. It will come on its own as it is destined according to Prarabdha. Then the demons, they told, how do I believe that it will come? So he said, yatha sukham ayatnataha, yatha dukham ayatnataha. The dukh, the misery also come on its own. Nobody wants misery, but misery comes. For example, nobody wants that the child of their home should get sick. But he also catches malaria, dengue, he gets sick. Nobody wants that traffic police should give me ticket. But he also gets a ticket. So as the sorrows, they come on their own. Similarly, the sukh also, the happiness will also come on its own. That is why Prahlad Maharaj says in the next verse, Tat prayaso na kartavyo yata ayu vaya param na tatha vindate chemam mukunda charanambujam. Therefore we should not try to over endeavor for the material things, because whatever has to come will come on its own accord. If we simply try to over endeavor, that will destroy our bhakti. Rupa Goswami mentions in NOI that atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha jansangasya cha lalyam cha shadvir bhakti vinashyati. So prayas, over endeavor, it destroys the bhakti. Whatever has to come, it will come on its own accord. If you try to overcome, if you try to over endeavor, it may happen that we may get some extra lakshmi, but that lakshmi will be taken away by the doctors, by the policemen, by the lawyers. So whatever is there in our quota, that will come on its own accord. So Prahlad Maharaj says, don't over endeavor. Some endeavor has to be required, regulated, time bound endeavor, but don't over endeavor like that. So Upadrashta, he sanctions everything, the wanderings of all the living entity, whatever he desires, he sanctions. So you see, there is a triangle here. Triangle. There is one living, there is one, on the one vertex there is Jiva, the living entity. On the another vertex there is Paramatma. On the third vertex there is Bhagavan? No, not Bhagavan. The Prakriti. Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. By the Maya, by the energy of this material energy. So the third, on the third vertex, there is Maya, material energy. So there is Jeev, there is Paramatma, and there is Maya. What does the Jeev does? He desires. He cannot do anything else. Even if he deserves, even if he has the karmic quota, if Paramatma does not allow, his desires cannot be fulfilled. So his only job profile is to desire. Now, when he desires, then Paramatma sees. Does he have that bank account? Does he have the karmic account? If he has the account, then Paramatma orders the material energy to execute. The Jiva still cannot do anything on his own. Now, it may appear to be very complex, but these things are happening every second. For example, I want to raise my hand like this. So I am able to raise my hand because Paramatma is allowing. Whenever I desire that I want to raise my hand, then Paramatma checks whether this fellow, he has the bank account, karmic account. Said yes, he has the account. So he orders the material nature. Material nature, some brain nerves, they are fired, and then muscle contracts expand and this hand's left. So there are three things: Jeev, Paramatma, and the material energy. Jeev is the desirer. Paramatma is the sanctioner, and the Prakriti is the executor. For example, there is a court trial. In the court trial, there is a criminal. Now criminal, he has done certain act, and the judge, he is the sanctioner. He will make the decisions, and the police is the executor. Police will take that fellow and put him in the jail. So one is the initiating cause, the desiring cause, that is Jiva. Second is Paramatma is the sanctioning cause, and the third, Prakriti, is the executing cause, executor. Samjhare? Are you able to understand? So there is this triangle that is existing: Jeev, Paramatma, and Prakriti. So unless Paramatma sanctions, the living entity cannot do anything on his own. If Paramatma does not sanctions, immediately we'll get paralytic attack. And even if I want to lift my hand, it will not get lifted. So the intelligence lies in understanding that how much we are controlled, how much we are limited. It is said not even a blade of grass moves without the sanction of Krishna. It is really true. And this is happening repeatedly over a period of millions of years, millions of lifetimes. We have got millions of lifetimes. In each lifetime, we have been, every second, we have been thinking something, we have been desiring something, we have been doing something. So this entire track record is being kept by Paramatma. He is storing everything. And whenever the appropriate time comes, he delivers the result. Exactly how much suffering should be given, how much happiness should be given, when the suffering should start, when the suffering should end, when the happiness should start, when the happiness should end, everything is minutely sanctioned by Paramatma. For example, before 10 million lifetimes ago, we had a particular desire, did something. Paramatma notices that this particular result will fructify now. It is coming now. and then he will make the arrangement, the exact time, exact place, exact circumstance, the exact agent, and he will execute it. So such is the job of Paramatma. Can you imagine any supercomputer who is superior to Paramatma? No, he cannot do. If Paramatma does not want, then nothing will happen. Even it is seen that people take medicines. So those medicines work because Paramatma sanctions. Then only those medicines work. Prahlad Maharaj says, Balasya neha sharanam pitaro nishingha nartasya chagadam udanmati majjatono taptasya tat pratividherya ihanya seshta tavad vibho tanubratam tadupekshitanam. Tavad vibho tanubratam tadupekshitanam. Those people who are upekshit, for whom you do not care, these people, they try to reduce their miseries, but their miseries increase. Again, Prahlad Maharaj gives two examples. Balasya neha saranam pitarau nrisingha. The parents, they cannot protect the child if Krishna does not want. This is a true story. Once one child and their parents, his parents, they are going on a boat. And that boat in Ganga, in some places in Ganga, lot of crocodiles are there. So this child, he was playing with the water. The boatman, he was refusing, don't do this, there are many crocodiles. But this child, small child, he was playing with the water, splashing the water with his hands in the mid of the river. And one crocodile caught hold of his hand. Now here, he was trying to pull the child within the water, and his parents, they were holding him. And the boat that was toppling, it was like shaking. Everybody was afraid on the boat, what to do, what not to do. The boatman said, you have to leave the child. Otherwise, you also jump along with the child in the river. Because if you keep on holding the child, then this boat is sure to topple. And this area is filled with man-eating crocodiles. All of us will die. So either you leave the child or you also jump along with the child. We don't care, but don't hold the child like that. He was telling like that. Finally, husband said, leave. And the crocodile took that child inside the water. After that, sometime there was some red blood seen on the top. So even if Krishna does not want, the parents cannot protect the child. Nartasya chagadam udanmati majjatono. If Krishna doesn't want, the medicine doesn't work. Many doctors, they say that I treat this patient. What you will treat the patient? If Krishna doesn't want, the medicines won't work. I went to one doctor, so he wrote that, I treat, God heals. So he was good doctor. He understand that actually Krishna only heals. And majjato no. If Krishna doesn't want, then nobody can save a drowning boat. There was a big boat, Titanic ship, that was prepared. He said that this is a boat, not even God can drown. And on the very first voyage, it sunk. So if Krishna doesn't sanction, none of these things will work. So intelligent people, they understand that how helpless we are. And they understand the intelligence, how much job Paramatma has to do. We have seen that exactly at what time, what things will happen, Paramatma only manages. So do you think any supercomputer is better than Paramatma? No. But still, foolish people, they don't understand. They want to defy the God. And they want to understand the creation without God. So Krishna also gives them the intelligence. Okay, you want to defy me? So let it be. Naham prakasya sarvasya yoga maya samavrita. Right? Krishna is covered by his yoga maya. Maya javanika channam agyadokshajam avayam na lakshase mudadrisha nato natya dharo yatha. Kunti Maharani is praying that you are covered by your yoga maya. So there are two coverings. One is the covering of yoga maya, another is the covering of mahamaya. Yoga maya covers the Lord, mahamaya covers the living entity. So those who don't want to understand Krishna, Krishna covers himself. So this is the job profile of Paramatma. It is so hectic. But for Krishna, it is nothing. It is so easy. Exactly at what moment, what will happen, what this fellow did many lifetimes ago, now which result is coming, which will fructify, everything is managed by Paramatma. So devotee understands that he is not the controller. Krishna is the controller. And devotee becomes humble. For example, I am speaking here. If imagine I get a sore throat, can I speak? Now if somebody comes and says, Prabhuji, very good lecture, and I become puffed up, then it is my foolishness. Because everything is being controlled by Paramatma. Everything is managed by Paramatma. So devotee becomes humble. He understands that all those qualities that we are getting, it is the mercy of bhakti only. Yasya asti bhakti bhagavatiya kinchana sarve gunai tatra samasate sura tharav bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathena sati dhavato bahir. So here it is told that when a devotee practices unalloyed devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then all the demigods along with the good quality, they reside within the heart of the devotees. So he gets all the good qualities. That is the mercy of bhakti. It is not his own karmic reaction or whatever. That is the mercy of bhakti. So a devotee is always humble. He understands that all the qualities without bhakti, they are zero. Bhakti is like one. All other qualities, they are like big, big zeros. So if bhakti is removed, then all the things remain zero only. But if bhakti is there, then as many zeros we put, the value increases. From 10 it becomes 100 to 1000 to 10,000, like that. So that is why a devotee is never proud of his qualities, even saintly qualities, because they are on account of bhakti only. Prahlad Maharaj prays, Manne dhana bhijan roop tapa shutauja teja prabhav balpa rush buddhi yoga naradhanaya hi bhavanti parasya pumso bhaktyatu tosh bhagavan gajayut paya bhaktyatu tosh bhagavan. Lord is only satisfied by bhakti, none other qualities. So he has given a list of all the qualities. Dhan, wealth, abhijan means birth in aristocratic family, roop, beauty, whole list is given. Manne dhanabhijan roop, tapah, austerity, shrut, learning, oja, the sensory prowess, all those things. So all those things cannot satisfy the Supreme Lord. The Lord is only satisfied by bhakti. Example is given Gajendra, gajayut paya. The devotee understands that and is never proud of his qualities, whatever he gets on account of bhakti. So Paramatma is Upadrashta Anumanta. Like this, he is Anumanta. I will only take 2-3 minutes and wind up. And Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. He is the Bharta. He is the take care of all the living entity. Means Palan Karta. Bharta means Palan Karta, who maintains the living entities. Bhokta, he is the supreme enjoyer, like that. And he is called as Paramatma. So this is one thing that Paramatma performs. Other things, Paramatma also takes a living entity from one body to another after death. Like in Bhagavad Gita also, there is a shloka that tells that just like the air carries the fragrance, similarly Paramatma carries the living entity from one body to another. Karmana dev netrena jantur deho ko patte, dev netrena, under supervision of dev prowess, Paramatma. So this is how, this is the job profile of Paramatma, and the living entity should be humble to understand that nothing is in his control, everything is sanctioned by the Lord, and whatever qualities he is getting is by the mercy of Krishna only. So a bhakta, a devotee, is always humble, like that. Okay, Hare Krishna, we'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions? Hare Krishna.